USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden spending much of his Friday in the Lone Star State. The president speaking at a mass coronavirus vaccination center in Texas. Before that, he stopped at an emergency operations center and then a food bank in Houston. The area is facing critical food shortages due to the freezing weather and widespread power outages. The Pentagon is establishing an independent review commission to examine sexual assault in the military.
This commission is dedicated to those service members who've suffered from sexual assault.
Lynn Rosenthal is leading the commission and will have 90 days to review military policies and procedures and then recommend changes. Rosenthal had previously served as a White House advisor on violence against women in former President Obama's administration. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and boy, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference, is continuing in Orlando. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley on cancel culture.
Speaking of being canceled, the last 6 weeks, the radical left, their corporate allies, the liberal media, have tried to cancel me, censor me, expel me, shut me down, stop me from representing the people of Missouri, stop me from representing you, and guess what? I'm here today, I'm not going anywhere, and I'm not backing down. Not a chance. Not a chance.
California is allowing some illegal immigrants to apply for stimulus money. Those eligible for financial relief must have paid state income taxes by filing returns with individual taxpayer identification numbers. Applicants with incomes below $30,000 may qualify for $1,200. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A major retailer is raising its minimum wage in the United States.
Costco says it's raising its hourly minimum wage to $16 an hour for its U.S. employees amid ongoing debate among lawmakers on raising federal hourly minimum wages to $15 an hour. Costco CEO Craig Jelinek said during a Senate budget hearing committee that the wage will go to $16 an hour. Employees have the opportunity to receive annual wage increases. Amazon has raised its starting wage to $15 an hour in 2018, and Target has raised its minimum wage to $15 last year. Walmart announced it's going to raise its minimum wage to $13 an hour. The House is planning to vote on Friday on President Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package, and while it has enough support to pass the House, Democratic Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Kristen Sinema of Arizona have threatened to oppose the stimulus package over the provision to raise the minimum wage. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Fast food giants McDonald's and Yum! Brands are signing on with plant-based food supplier Beyond Meat. The company will supply the patty for the McPlant burger, which is being tested in select markets. Beyond Meat is also working with Yum! Brands to make exclusive items for their KFC, Taco Bell, and Pizza Hut restaurants. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.